In the long history of Celtic Football Club, countless heroes have been celebrated and many triumphs enjoyed. And yet, woven through that history are moments of sadness and loss. The life of one man captures all of these elements. Born a Celtic supporter, he fulfilled his dream of playing for the club, only for tragedy to cut short this journey. This is the story of Johnny Doyle. Doyle hailed from Lanarkshire. He was born on the 11th of May 1951 in Uddingston and grew up in nearby View Park, a community known for producing numerous Celtic fans and players. His footballing roots were planted in View Park's junior side, where his ability as a wide player attracted interest. In 1968, he joined Ayr United, then managed by future Scotland coach Ali McLeod. During his spell at Ayr, Doyle's talent was obvious. Making his debut in 1970, he soon became a key winger with flair and energy. Across six seasons at Somerset Park, he played 155 league games and netted 24 times. A passionate and fiery competitor, Doyle won admiration from supporters for his relentless effort, but it also landed him in trouble with match officials. Red cards were a major feature of his playing career, sometimes in bizarre circumstances. Doyle's standout form for the Honest Men brought him to public attention. In December 1975, he collected his only Scotland cap in a match against Romania, becoming the most recent Ayr United player to represent the national side. Interest didn't just come from the Scotland setup though. Clubs in England were watching him, as was Celtic manager Jock Stein. A lifelong Celtic fan, Doyle dreamed of wearing the famous green and white hoops. In 1976, he finally earned that chance. It was the 15th of March that year when Celtic made him their own. The club paid £90,000, then the boys' record transfer fee, to bring Doyle to Glasgow's East End. He was delighted and felt he was coming home. However, his opening spell at the club couldn't have been more unfortunate. In his debut match at Dens Park, he was stretchered off and sidelined for the remainder of the season. By the following campaign, Doyle had recovered and established himself as a regular in the starting 11, stepping into the role that had been left vacant by fellow View Park native Jimmy Johnson. The 1976-77 season proved to be memorable, and Doyle helped Celtic clinch the league title, which would be the last championship won under Jock Stein. Celtic also reached both domestic cup finals that year. Doyle featured in the League Cup final defeat to Aberdeen. And while the Scottish Cup final produced a much happier outcome, this was a 1-0 victory over Rangers, he remained on the bench as an unused substitute. The 1977-78 season brought fewer rewards. After coming close to a treble the year before, both Doyle and Celtic ended the campaign without silverware, which ultimately led to Jock Stein's departure from the club. Before this happened, Johnny had been involved in a truly bizarre sending off. At the start of the season, the boys went to Ayr, the home of Doyle's former team. During the match, Doyle put in a cross that struck the referee. The result of this was a red card, although at least this decision was later reversed. Following Stein's exit, Billy McNeil returned to Parkhead as manager. His first season back would include one of the most iconic title wins in the club's history, and Doyle played a crucial part, though not in the way he would have hoped. In May 1979, Celtic hosted Rangers in the final league match of the season, needing a win to claim the championship. Early in the second half, Celtic's prospects looked bleak. They trailed by a goal and were reduced to 10 men after Doyle was sent off. At that moment, it seemed that the Ibrox side were destined to leave with the glory. What followed next instead became legendary. With only 10 players, Celtic roared back to secure a 4-2 victory, sparking jubilant celebrations that lasted long into the night. Doyle, however, was devastated. He felt responsible for nearly costing Celtic the title. Tommy Burns would later recall Doyle's tears, reflecting how deeply he cared about the club, his teammates and the supporters. Hiding in the dressing room, he prepared to face Billy McNeil's fury, but instead was told to return to the pitch and join the celebrations. Doyle also left his mark beyond Scottish football. After the 1979 league triumph, Celtic competed in the following season's European Cup and produced one particularly famous performance. In March 1980, the boys hosted Real Madrid at Celtic Park and claimed a famous 2-0 victory. Doyle scored the second goal with a header, creating one of the most cherished European moments in Celtic's history. Although Madrid overturned the deficit with a 3-0 win in Spain, the Glasgow leg remains unforgettable. Playing for Celtic brought Doyle immense happiness, but tragically, his career and life came to an abrupt end. On the 19th of October 1981, whilst carrying out electrical work in the loft of his home in Kilmarnock, he was accidentally electrocuted, aged only 30. The news shocked his family, friends and the wider Celtic community, leading to widespread mourning throughout Scottish football. His funeral in Kilmarnock drew an estimated 2,000 people, an indication of the affection and respect he inspired. Celtic dedicated their 1981-82 league title to Doyle's memory, underlining how deeply he was valued within the club. Supporters also paid their own tributes during matches. The following season, chants of "We won the league for Doyle" echoed round Celtic Park. And the song, "Johnny Doyle on the Wing," is still sung today and ensures his name remains part of Celtic tradition. During his 5 years with the club, Doyle delivered countless memorable moments. Between 1976 and 81, he made nearly 170 appearances and scored over 30 goals. He was part of Celtic squads that secured league titles in 1976-77 and then in 1978-79, along with Scottish Cup victories in 1977 and 1980. Yet trophies alone do not define his legacy. What set Doyle apart was the passion he displayed every time he played. Supporters knew he was one of them, a fan who had earned the chance to represent his boyhood club. Famously, he once wore his Celtic scarf on the first team bus, a simple reminder of how much playing for the club meant to him. This enduring affection contributed to the creation of the book Celtic Daft, The Johnny Doyle Story by Paul McQuaid, which honoured not just his footballing achievements, but also his warmth, humour and the joy he brought others. After Doyle's death, his manager Billy McNeil paid tribute to him. He said that Doyle was, simply, a true Celt. His commitment and place in so many important Celtic moments will ensure he is remembered for as long as there is a Celtic. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.